So do you think that, was it like your involvement with Occupy that kind of started making you, kind of getting you into the sort of organizing mode that you wound up exerting later with Frag Free Den, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, no, I think that's part of it. I think you just meet people in your community. I think that it was just kind of, my personal involvement was just from the natural relationships that grew out of working together to try to solve problems. Mm-hmm. So from Occupy, I met folks who were fighting the Keystone XL pipeline that was coming through East Texas. So there was a months and months long tree sit that happened in East Texas. And one thing that I noticed out there was that it wasn't split down political party lines. It was people who had formerly been in the oil and gas industry who now had this pipeline coming through their land and were housing students from UNT specifically to come and do tree sits out on their land or to do a protest out on their land and organize from their spaces so that they could fight this pipeline. And I think that it just teaches you a lot about empathy and about where our common ground is. And jumping ahead a little bit, I think I saw that even with this campaign, when we were phone banking, when we were knocking doors, when we were block walking, we would approach people who fracked for a living who were completely on the side of banning it within the city limits because they knew firsthand the chemicals involved, the dangers involved. And even though that's how they were making their living, they certainly didn't want it on their children's school campuses, as is the case at Guyer High School, or they don't want it across, you know, the street from the park where their kids are breathing and playing because they know firsthand. So I was very surprised how much environmental issues, if we just get to the heart of it, it's our air, it's our water, it's just basic human rights like that, you know, that we all need. And so I think that movement really, the tar sands blockade that happened out there in East Texas was a big influential factor because, yeah, just those relationships coming out of Denton were really powerful and those friendships that we made. So then when people came back from East Texas from that movement, we were all still in Denton. A lot of folks had graduated and were then working with people like Adam Brickle, but also folks from the community like Kathy McMullen, and also moms from the neighborhoods, like the moms that had bought their first home in vintage neighborhood and were told that the equipment behind your house is just, that's just a water storage tank. And then later, when their kids have asthma from breathing in silica dust and their house has a crack in its new foundation, then they found out that it's fracking behind their house. So I think, you know, these were people who were doing their due diligence to try to find out what am I buying, you know? And the disclosure laws were not in place to really protect people. And so, you know, when we started Frack Free Denton, it was kind of an evolution out of not only the Occupy movement, but also those people who had been involved with Occupy, joining up with professors, joining up with Denton Drilling Awareness Group, which was a local board of people that had been working on setback issues and different ways to regulate fracking. And that was led by also people who'd been working on environmental issues in the town for decades. So it was just a community effort in the end. It was like moms, it was students, it was volunteers, it was just, you know, everybody from all walks of life kind of joined in the end. So.